come from a land, from a faraway place, where the caravan camels roam. Where they cut off your ear if they don't like your face. It's barbaric, but hey, it's home. When the wind's from the east and the sun's from the west and the sand in the glass is right, come on down, stop on by.
I better start this episode before we all start busting up laughing. Welcome to episode 22.1. Turn this shit down. All right, so this is our Pointcast 22.1. I'm Ryan.
Pointcast. My name is Dirk.
I'm Chester.
Yeah, we're going to do extended Pointcast now because you people want to hear more of us talking about nothing.
Nonsense.
I don't fucking
nonsense.
Understand. I like information
I love it.
Myself.
I like talking I don't about even, nothing, I don't and like, I like making people listen to
really?
It.
Really?
Like
really?
Talking to you guys.
What happened last episode?
Life.
Last episode, you're just like, hey, guys, we really need to talk about Metal Gear.
I felt it like it was my turn to be that guy.
That's all we got for the intro.
So on the trails of, you know, Donald Sterling, we'll talk about something silver. Donald Silver. Sterling.
Sterling.
We're
going to
talk about something completely racist, and let's talk about Aladdin.
Yeah.
Why not?
Why not? We take a game that we barely played, and apparently we played the wrong versions.
Well, you know, I had two Genesis games that told you that.
Okay.
And this was not one of them.
We've already covered
the two Genesis games I had.
We have a communication problem, and that's why we're starting 3 hours later than we agreed to, because Chester needs to be somewhere in Scottsdale in like an hour.
Oh, you wait. Which brewery? Were you at the brewery or the one way out on
I was at the
Frank
brewery.
Lloyd Wright?
I was at the brewery.
Oh, in Tempe.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
If you're in Arizona and you haven't already, check out Four Peaks.
Oh, yeah. Great food, great fun, great people.
Great oldies.
great oldies.
No, 98.4.
I need to be in like East Mesa for my mom's birthday.
Oh, yeah.
Like, in an hour.
Soon. I don't even know her.
Do you want to text your mom, make that a running theme?
I'll wait till the streetlights are on.
Chester, text his mommy. Chester, text his mom.
What is that? Calls from the public?
Calls from the public.
That's one.
You get two more. Use them sparingly.
I gotta drag this out.
So, what are we doing today, Ryan?
The same thing I want to do to Little John. That's weird. You say that.
Yeah. What you're gonna lead us off? You brought us into this.
I can't lead shit because my Google Drive isn't loading properly.
All right. Well, we're gonna start off like even though in Pointcast we really don't talk about gaming news, we made a mistake and last week didn't do our Pointcast like we thought we were gonna do. So it's been a whole week since we've seen each other, and Bob Hoskins died.
Oh, Bob Hoskins.
Oh,
that's a sad story.
It is a sad story.
Now I'll never get that Mario 2 movie I've been looking forward to.
You stole my motherfucking joke.
Hey, but I love Mario 2.
John Leguizamo can still be Luigi. It could be like...
And Ron Jeremy can be Mario.
Luigi's Revenge.
No. What if John Leguizamo...
Luigi's Mansion.
No,
make that movie.
There you go.
John Leguizamo is Luigi, but then plays the Violator as Mario.
I'm okay with this.
Or Ron Jeremy could step in.
Or not the Violator. He would just be the clown. The clown.
Ron Jeremy is the Violator.
Ron Jeremy is the Violator. Well, you're right about that.
Wait, what was the clown's name?
The Violator.
No, it wasn't the Violator.
Violator was the monster he turned into.
Oh, the clown was... I don't
know. The Clowninator?
I don't know. Someone called Matt. I didn't...
The Clowninator.
Yeah. I thought it was just clown.
All right, so...
I have no idea.
Anyway.
I don't read Spawn comics. I don't read comic books. That's for nerds.
Well...
Sweet,
I'm almost done with that last
sweet
Batman.
Clown.
Yeah, I was going to say, you actually read a shitload of comic. I can't even make it through the first book or like the first, like, what is it, condensed book of
Nightfall?
Nightfall. I can't do it. I'm just like...
Really? I read that
boring.
Whole thing in like 2 days.
It's just boring. That's awesome. Why... I will admit I can't get into comics. Maybe it's because I'm ADD. I'm just like, frame, text.
Yeah, like those condensed versions of The Walking Dead, like the thicker ones.
Yeah.
I'll just sit down and read the whole thing.
Hey, actually, they came out with a Humble Bundle for books. You can actually, if you pay $15, you'll get all the books that are on there. They're all graphic novels, and you can get the episode 1 and episode 20 of The Walking Dead in ebook form.
That's okay. Cool.
If anybody cares, I think it's out right now. It's going to be out for a little bit longer.
I'm not like, yeah, you could totally get like the Fountainhead and
The Fountainhead and Atlas Shrugs.
Yeah, Da Vinci
Some real light reading. Maybe
the
you can get
Ayn Rand Humble Bundle.
Yeah.
Tale of Two Cities.
Yeah, you can get Grapes of Wrath or something like that.
Maybe, Grapes of Wrath.
Yeah.
What?
Grapes of Wrath.
Grapes
of Wrath.
Okay. Yeah. I thought you said rapes.
That would be a completely
rapes,
different book.
Rapes of Graph?
of Mice and Men.
Robert Rath.
It's a light read. No, what was the
Stallone on the mind?
What's the Dante's Inferno? It's called
The Divine Comedy.
The Divine Comedy. Yeah, that's also they're just going downhill.
There's a region. Like, what's in the public space? Like, what can we sell for free?
I'm waiting for Disney to jump on one of those, because this is what they did with all of their goddamn cartoons, is just, like, grabbed everything from the public space.
Like Aladdin.
And then copyrighted it and then just kept, like, churning it out.
Well,
so
Jungle Book was not public.
At the time, probably not. I mean, when did that come out? Like, the 60s, 50s?
I'm trying to remember.
80s, 70s.
Rudyard Kipling wrote it.
Rudyard. That's the worst name ever.
Rudyard. That is a pretty bad first name.
That is a pretty bad. It's almost as bad as Benedict Cumberbatch.
I love Cumberbatch.
Well, yeah, but his name is just the worst.
It is the
most British name I've ever heard in my fucking life. Benedict Cumberbatch.
Yeah, but he rocks it.
In Sherlock.
He rocks that name.
He rocks it hard.
Hey, by the way, we're fucking idiots. What? Clown is called Clown in Spawn.
I fucking told you that already.
I didn't believe you.
Oh, okay.
Also, IMDb, you can suck it because Spider-Man just flew across my screen as an advertisement.
I've already heard that it sucks real bad.
Very subtle.
I was watching,
very subtle.
What was I watching? Machinima the other day, and they just said that movie was fucking garbage.
The first one was supposed to be garbage. I refused to watch it. I enjoyed the
first one.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that the one with what's-his-face is Rhino?
No, that's the one that just
one.
Came
this
out.
New one.
The new one. The first one was the lizard.
Yeah, no, the one that just came out was, I want to say James Gandolfini, but that's not the right name. It's because he's dead. That would be awkward.
No, it's the other Paul Giamatti.
Paul Giamatti. I'm not drinking fucking Merlot! The guy from Sideways.
Yes.
Yeah, the guy from Shoot 'Em Up.
Which I never saw.
And also the incredible screw-on head. Which you guys probably haven't seen.
No,
great. Bob Hoskins is dead. I was reading something on Twitter where someone did an interview with him, and they posted their favorite little excerpt of it.
Okay,
and he's like, "I was interviewing Bob Hoskins, and he was in the bathtub."
Accept that. Yeah, you know, I can take that.
And I asked him, like, you know, when you die, what do you want to be remembered for? He's like, I don't give a shit. I'm dead. As long as people don't remember for that fucking Mario movie.
Well, okay, in his defense, we should say that he was also in Spice World.
No, it was Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
And Spice World.
He was in Spice World?
He wasn't in Spice.
He's my hero.
Oh, Spice World.
The
I was
Spice Girls movie.
Cool World.
No, he wasn't in Cool World.
Spice World was a pile of shit.
Because Cool World was not as cool as Spice World.
I just remember him coming out of the telephone booth. Like, the Spice Girls run in, and then Bob Hoskins runs out. So.
Does he ever play, like, a British guy?
He's like...
He's a British guy playing an American guy
all
the time.
He's like the Spice Girls Voltron.
Yes, he is.
They go into a phone booth, and he comes out and saves the day.
The black one is the head.
They become Bob Hoskins.
No, the black one would be his bush.
So he comes out, and he's like, spice up your life.
Her hair looks like pubic hair.
Oh, you know what he was? He was Shmee. That was a great movie.
That was a great one.
And apparently, he was at Enemy at the Gates in Brazil.
Dude, I watched. I was actually looking at his IMDb the other day. He was in a lot of stuff that I didn't even realize he was in. Probably because I hated them. I think wasn't he in So moving on, E.T.
Oh,
they found the cartridges.
They found them all.
They're like Pokemon. They found millions of them down there.
Way to go, guys. Digging
14
in the...
14 great new... big dump trucks. Is that where they got that from in
who is they?
Die Hard with a Vengeance?
Maybe.
14 great big dump trucks.
Who is they?
They? Microsoft funded it, I believe, they can make a documentary.
It's a documentary about the apparently it's millions of cartridges where the state of New Mexico is going to keep them all except for 250 of them.
250 or 10%, whichever is greater.
Okay, so I guess then...
So probably more than 250.
Yeah.
From what it seems
if
like so far,
millions.
There's a lot of them down there. So it's awesome. It's finally not a rumor anymore.
By the way, Bob Hoskins plays Bob Hoskins in Spice World.
Imagine that.
That's weird.
I always get him and Phil Collins mixed
like,
up.
Like how... He's like fat Phil Collins.
They're both short and fat and bald.
I remember.
Well, so am I, but
British.
I don't like Phil Collins.
Well, you're not British.
No, I'm like regular size and fat and
baldy. Ryan could be British. I mean, it
I
just
could be.
Just a little.
You could. Okay. I'll give you that.
No, you're not allowed to do it at all. Only Chester's allowed to do that.
I still have two left.
I know. That was mine. That was Dirk's one and only. It's really cool because it's been kind of like folklore about the whole. They what is it? Code Monkeys They did a spoof on it because they were supposed to be ColecoVision.
Yeah.
Or they were ColecoVision, and they just... They had Neil Diamond. Oh, Little E.T.
What the hell?
Come on, Little E.T.
I can't think of what it is. I have that shirt in my room.
It's not ColecoVision.
Is
it's
it like GameVision? That's not GameVision.
Activision?
No.
I can find out real quick. Start rambling.
All right. Someone go into my bedroom and go to my closet. Spielberg and watch out for the dildos and try to grab that shirt.
All right.
No. Do you want to just move on? Are you seriously sitting here Googling things while we're doing this?
Yeah, that's what I do.
You're the fucking worst.
Oh, Dan, you got a thing. Find out what the Code Monkeys. You're our producer. So Code Monkeys, the company they worked for. So figure that out while you do this.
Oh, that.
Yeah, it wasn't ColecoVision because that's they were spoofing that.
Yeah.
But anyway, the first episode they made a joke about it because or no maybe the second episode because the new guy came in and he sent him off to it was like the worst pile of shit game and they sent the angry mobs to their direct competitor. So that joke's been like spinning around. It's really cool that they found him. However, they dug up absolute trash. So
congratulations. They did it last weekend too.
Congratulations. Yeah, they did it on Saturday. So yeah.
Also dug up absolute trash.
Good on ya. And yeah, I think that's pretty much it for any type of relevant news for our.
Also, you can watch Tremors right now on Xbox.
Ooh, yeah,
for free.
If you you know what's funny? Like it's in HD. Like they upscaled it.
It should be. You should always watch. But the
sound,
HD.
Dude. The sound production. You can tell that it's crap. Like those older movies, it's real bad.
I don't ever want to hear you talk about Tremors and say crap. All right. Tremors American 3. Classic. Okay.
Tremors 4.
You can say Tremors and crap in there, only if there's a number 3 or 4 in between the two words.
So I have to... Tremors 4 was crap. So Tremors...
But that one guy just always... He held on. The guy that played the dad on some 80s TV show.
Oh, he was Michael J. Fox's dad.
Family Ties. Well,
yeah.
What is that?
The dad from Family Ties.
As long as we got each other.
Oh.
We got a light standing right in our hand, and it rings shine.
I don't know who said
we
it.
Got a lot of
Jesus Christ, why do you fucking know this whole thing? Nobody watched that show.
Everybody watched that
show.
You
watched that show.
Dude, Michael J. Fox watches it. He's like, man, I keep stripping.
Look how cool I was, Doc. I wore suits when I was too young to wear suits.
Yeah, that was good. He was like the young Republican dude. Where, and then the sister who nobody cares about, and
the brunette sister was a babe.
Yeah, and then there was the blonde sister who was just
there
like
was the manly one.
Yep, I don't know her name, but
nobody knows there. Nobody
they
even
make
knows
fun of her on South
show.
Park all the time. Yeah. the littlest sister, the blonde one. Remember when they went to Ethiopia and she was like. In charge of the relief.
That was
Susan
Sarandon.
No, it's like Sally Struthers. Is
Sally
that
Struthers.
Is that her name, Sally
yes.
Struthers?
That was Sally Struthers on that show?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah.
All right. Dirk, can you push the...
I will not.
We're doing this now?
No, we are not.
There's more gaming news.
There's no more gaming news. You're ruining this. I'm going to have to cut all this out.
The game has just been announced, bro. It's happening. Finally. We've been asking for 20 years.
Is it going to be done by the same people that did the Back to the Future game?
Yes. Which was also a terrible... We were going to talk about tie-in games, too. I just wanted to do this because so Ryan will hate me and nobody on the internet can hear me.
It just sounds like porno music.
Shh.
Okay. Stop this. I have no clue what this is. I didn't watch this show. You guys are watching that. I was watching black shows, all right? I was watching Urkel.
See, that theme would just put you right in the mood all for right? comedy.
I was watching Sanford and Son.
Or sex.
That song just made me, I was like, I'm ready to laugh.
I'm ready to bang. That's what I heard. I want to bang Michael J. Fox now.
Ryan's going to be hating me on freaking Sunday when he's mixing this down. Motherfucker!
You can pin him down. You can have him.
Was that a Michael Jackson?
Michael Jackson?
I mean, Michael J. Fox? Michael J. Fox. What does he have? Palsy? Something?
Asperger's?
Parkinson's.
Parkinson's.
Oh.
Him and Muhammad Ali.
Oh.
All day.
Oh.
Can you push a fucking button?
Oh, yeah, button.
Jesus Christ.
got a button I can push over here.
No, you guys are pushing all of my buttons right now. Every single one of them. You fucking procrastinators.
I'm having so much fun with this. This is awesome.
Aladdin.
This where Ryan rage quits the world.
Yeah, I'm about to flip this humongous table.
Oh, you jumped the gun.
One without Ryan.
That would be a much better place. Can we talk about Aladdin? Jesus Christ.
Can we?
A whole new world.
Can we focus, please?
We are focused, yes.
A new fantastic point of view. Nothing no like four men sitting in a room singing to each other. Disney show tunes.
We all, you know what's sad is we all know this fucking song.
Yeah, like, that's not the words at all. I know the song by heart, and you were singing the real song.
I don't know the.
Do you want me to start singing like Little Mermaid?
This whole new world with you. I just can't wait.
Yeah, this is a great 16-bit representation.
Any way you slice this song, it is gay to the max.
Oh, it really is. Like, it's awesome, though.
Even if like you started playing this for your girlfriend or wife, when they came home, they're like, what are you doing, faggot? As a matter of fact, I think a gay guy, if you played it for his boyfriend, would be like, you are a little too queer for me now.
You are too gay for me.
There is a,
and I'm going to a sports bar.
There is a gentleman, right? There's a gentleman at my work who just sits there and listens to Disney show tunes for the entire shift.
Is he fat?
He is a twink. He's a total twink.
That's awesome.
What's his name?
To each
What's
his own?
Number? I'm a bear, bro. I need a cub.
Dirk likes to lasso bears.
How long is this fucking song? Are you kidding me?
Long enough.
That's great. All right, so Aladdin, 1993.
Well, let's talk about we can talk about the discrepancies that we had because as we are a drinking podcast first, we're also drinking.
I was gonna get there.
Life first.
Taking it all in.
Yes. Mm. So Ryan played the Nintendo version or the Super Nintendo version, which he thought was the only one out there.
Yeah, like I said, two Genesis games. I didn't even know this existed for the Genesis.
And Chester and myself played the Genesis version because that was the only one I thought
and they're
existed.
Very different.
Yeah.
Markedly, if you will.
Markedly different.
I didn't even play the Sega one. I just watched it on YouTube. It's way better than the Nintendo
one.
Yeah.
It's a great game. It's really hard.
He has a sword. Yeah. All you have, dude, Super Nintendo, fruit. In fact, throw a fucking apple the whole time.
I was reading that article where the guy who was the director of the SNES version, he was like, the Genesis version is way better.
Well, the
because he wanted to put a sword in the game and they wouldn't let him.
Is there a blood code?
You throw an apple so hard that creates blood.
No, the sword.
Oh, no, the sword, the apple. No, you know what bothers me about the Super Nintendo version? It's like, if there's a pole, he'll vault it. It's like...
Yeah, oh, yeah. Dude, he loves jumping on poles.
Oh, yeah, he does.
It's like his favorite
Just
thing
working
to
them abs. Head like first, getting, yeah, just man. Straight peeling.
He just dives right in.
Getting down.
Just grabs it with both hands and pounces.
So, yeah, this should be stated that this game was just pretty much a tie-in cash grab to piggyback off the movie. And it was
the golden age. What did you call it? The golden age of tie-ins or something?
No, the golden age of product-based
games. Yeah, it was all of it everywhere. It was awesome. There were some really good ones.
Well,
though.
For the most part,
Cool Spot, the 7-Up game was actually a pretty cool game.
I like the Noid game. The Noid game was awesome. Yeah. You avoid the Noid game.
I didn't play either of them. There's the Dominoes. Chester Cheetah game.
There was a Chester Cheetah game. I
Dominoes.
Played. It was terrible.
Chester Cheetah, too cool to fool.
That's right. It should have been called Dangerously Cheesy or something.
To his credit, if you think about who's still around for marketing, who's on the Cheetos bag right now? Chester Cheetah. There's also...
He's still wearing those 80s sunglasses.
Why not?
I don't know. I'll get some Ray-Bans or something.
He's cheesy, bro.
Have you seen the Ray-Bans that people... Have you seen the Ray-Bans that everybody's wearing now? They're 80s sunglasses.
Are they?
Yeah, they're like the Blues Brothers.
Retro.
Blues Brothers type glasses.
Chester Cheetah's a trendsetter.
Okay.
And
he just doesn't change over 30 years, and then every 30 years, what was cool 30 years ago becomes cool again.
So he sticks to his guns.
So he's like a broken watch. Like twice a day, he's going to be right.
I want some Cheetos.
So twice in his life.
It's working.
And there's Micro Machines.
Micro Machines Racing.
All right, right. Sorry.
The Micro Machines Racing was actually pretty cool. That was also pretty cool.
Wasn't that kind of like the top-down racer that
it
they
was
had?
Like, where, what was that other? What, the RC racing game? What was that one?
RC Pro-Am?
It was kind of like that.
I know what you're talking about, where it was just a track, and then you had to...
Yeah.
It was just a stationary track.
It was the same game, but it, they had, you know, ramps made out of matchbooks and Tinker toys
now,
if
I remember the RC, I mean, the match, not the matchbox, the Micro Machines game, it was a little bit more down, so it was like kind of like RC Pro-Am, but it had it was in like a bedroom or toys and stuff like that. So, and then there was California Raisins, which I've never, ever played, but you said you played it. Ryan?
No, I just really like California Raisins a lot.
Right?
You just said that was really sexual.
Check them out.
I like to just stuff them inside
of
me.
I heard it through the grapevine.
No, you want to hear a depressing story when my dad left?
Do up. Oh, God.
So, my dad left when I was 7. And he came back to visit us when I was about, I think it was about 10. And he brought me a California Raisins doll. And it had, like, stunner shades, like the ones with the lines across the eyes. I kept that thing, and I held it tight every night. And I used to lay in my bed, and I would cry myself to sleep. Because my father wasn't around anymore.
He's just like, a whole new world.
And sometimes at night, I would... I'd fuck it. I just fuck the raisin. No, yeah, it was... My dad gave me a California raisin, and plus there was that... That Christmas thing, do you remember the California Raisins Christmas thing where they would sing like really bad lyrics?
Funky, Funky Christmas by New Kids on the Block?
No, they would sing like the fucked up lyrics to like Christmas carols, like Here We Come a Waffling. Like, you don't know.
I don't know, man.
Yeah.
They were just like
blasphemous.
It is blasphemous.
The Raisins wouldn't do that.
They celebrate Kwanzaa.
Oh, God. Yes. So this episode is like six sides of just absolute racism.
Well, if you're starting with Disney, it automatically is going to be racist.
Wait, now go back and listen to Aladdin. If you go the intro guy, like, will not break, will not break. It broke. What's he say? Like, assalam.
Assalamu alaikum.
He didn't say assalamu alaikum.
Well, what does he say? They'll cut off your ear just because they don't like your face?
Yeah. What is it, Detroit? This is ridiculous. Yeah.
It's a rough life. It's so cold in the D.
Yeah. So, back in 93, what were you playing when you were not playing Aladdin? Because we didn't really play a lot of Aladdin back in the day.
Well, I never played it because, I never really played it. I played it a couple times over a friend. That was the game where you would go to your friend's house and they would have it, but you never owned it because you were a straight...
Because you realized you were straight at a young age?
Yeah. actually, here's not a depressing story. This is actually pretty funny. I think it was my 11th or 12th birthday. All my friends are over, and I have this little box, and I'm like, ooh, what is this? And I open it up, and it's Beauty and the Beast. My mom bought me Beauty and the Beast.
How old were you?
11.
That's a song as old as time. So.
A tale as old as rhyme.
Yeah, we mixed those up. But good job.
I'm sorry that happened. My God, my mom would never do that.
I have never been so embarrassed because it was just like one of those, I immediately never want to be in this place. Like I'm just like, they're holding the stupid Disney giant white bordered boxes that, like, you know what I'm talking about.
Why she couldn't get that for your brother? He would have been what, 9 at the time.
It doesn't matter.
She got it for herself.
It's Beauty and the Beast. That should never be on the shopping list for the male.
For a young she wanted a daughter. You were her daughter.
Well, that's sad because I was the firstborn.
There you go.
My father was named after a woman, though. The woman that my grandmother wanted him to be.
I was also named after a woman.
Rianne?
No, my middle name.
Rihanna.
No, Lawrence. I was named after my mom's friend, Laura, who died in a drunk driving accident. Aww.
This is just all sorts of
racist. My life is so sad.
I feel like I got nothing
she's,
sad
she's
to
buried,
bring to the
She's
table.
Buried in the same cemetery as my grandparents.
Which we went and found.
Yeah.
Which we live next to.
Yeah, we did live next to
Full
that.
Circle.
That was weird. Hmm. Anyways, I was, you know what I was playing when this was out? Dude, I was playing Mario Paint.
I never played it because I never had a Super Nintendo.
Oh, loved it.
I know it came out a little bit earlier, but Toe Jam and Earl, I played that for Genesis. That was cool. Mortal Kombat 2 was like...
One of the only games I had for the Genesis. One of the two.
Mortal Kombat 2 or Toe Jam and Earl?
Mortal Kombat 2 and Earthworm Jim were the only two actual physical games I had for the Genesis.
And my buddy had this game, Star Fox. I love... Myself, Star Fox.
I was doing more PC gaming back then. I had Sam and Max Hit the Road and Gabriel Knight.
Yeah, I didn't get Sam and Max Hit the Road until later. Secret of Mana, I never touched. Doom, I didn't get until everybody had, like, Dan, who's
Doom,
over there.
Dan, our producer, Dan.
Yeah, the producer, Dan, was, like, all about, like sharing IP addresses, like,
yeah,
playing
him,
Doom.
Yeah, him and John used to do the IP Connect thing where you guys would, like,
with Doom
play with each other. Like, it wasn't, like, there wasn't, like, a actual server where you would go. You actually had to dial into each other.
Well, and that's when I got to when I got to Sholo, it was in high school, and I'm like, we should play Doom together. And, like, Dan's like, no.
Not with you,
I'm
fucker.
Past that.
You're from Baghdad. I've got you don't even have an accent.
I've got a Sega Saturn. You're trying to bang my sister. Fuck off.
What else was I playing? Street Fighter 2 Turbo.
Oh, you were all about that
shit. Speaking of Dan, we used to play a lot of Street Fighter 2 Turbo. Dude, 10 Turbo Stars, Vega, unstoppable. Killing machine. He's just so fast, you can't stop him.
Oh, that would have been perfect for... Turn him down for what? I was waiting for it. I was like, do it.
Been on the job over here.
You are.
I only get one more.
You only get... Yeah, save it. Save it for one.
But there... I mean, it was a weird time because I think I was in... If it was 93, I would have been 12. So this would have been about the time that I got that fucking Beauty and the Beast movie.
Old.
So, yeah.
I was 13.
I think that was... I know that I didn't have it, but my brother's friends who got every new game that it came out had it. So
oh, yeah,
I
those
played,
friends?
Yeah.
Get all the cool new stuff.
Yeah, well, their dad was an engineer at the mine. So he made Skrilla.
Skrillex?
Turn down.
He created Skrillex?
I'm like throwing softballs to him right now.
His dad was Skrillex.
So yeah, I went back when I played it this time through. I just realized how fucking hard this game was.
Dude, go back and play the Nintendo one, the SNES one.
That looks like no fun. There's no light. We should say that Virgin was able to make the game because Capcom had the corner, had the licensing for the Disney franchise on the Nintendo, and Genesis didn't have any type of licensing.
But Genesis does what Nintendo don't.
It does. And in this instance, it actually was a good example of it didn't, because the Genesis version actually looked like the cartoon. You said that it was animated by Disney, right?
Disney did the animation for it.
It looked really good. It was really fluid.
It was a lot more sharp than, like, the Nintendo one was real kind of blurry.
Nintendo did the music wasn't even
It wasn't even fucking Aladdin music.
Yeah, it was just like any random, like, boom.
Like the music
boom,
that we
boom,
have
boom,
for this episode, that is from the Genesis version. Because it's just 16-bit versions of the actual songs. And, like, the one on Nintendo was just like this generic platform music. It was fucking awful.
Yeah, it doesn't even sound Middle Eastern.
You know what's funny is when I'm watching that game, it kind of makes me think of like what the step up of Prince of Persia would be. Mm-hmm. That's what it looked like the Prince of Persia if it didn't
disappear for 20 something years.
It came back like, I can't wait to do those.
It came back strong.
It came back powerfully strong.
But it was no Aladdin on Super Nintendo.
So, oh dude, I never played. Okay, so Virgin did the Genesis version.
Yeah, they did a couple of other tie-ins, which is why they got it. Because they did the
Gladiators.
Cool Spot game.
Okay.
But they also did that Global Gladiators game, which was, that was a McDonald's tie-in.
Jesus
that
Christ.
That was a McDonald's game, and we watched the first level, and it was so fucking stupid.
Yeah, you play as a black kid shooting special sauce.
You've got a gun that shoots special sauce, and you're fighting, like, this green slime things.
I'm going to put a baby in you.
Right? Yeah.
I got my McDonald's.
Yeah, it was
I got my Happy Meal.
And he was jumping on invisible platforms that didn't even exist, like glitches everywhere. So
it was weird looking.
I mean, it looked like Earthworm Jim almost. There was, like, green goo and shit everywhere.
Well, it bothers me because Virgin, when I saw that pop-up, I never really put two and two together because when you're younger, did you just do a pop-up video? Pop-up video. So I never really thought the Virgin, I didn't know that they had the games because they're such a multi-billion dollar corporation now. The fucking, god damn it, I forgot
they
his name.
They own space now.
I was going to say, he's throwing, what's his name?
Richard Branson.
Branson.
What did you call him?
Brian Cranston. We're a family in
I'm
space.
The one who knocks.
Skylar, get the kids. We're going to space. Selling blue meth in space. But it bothered me that Virgin, okay, so they made a good game. It was in line with all of the good Disney games. It was DuckTales was good, but it was made by Capcom. Mm-hmm. But it did pick in their defense it did piggyback off the Mega Man engine. And then what else was there? Chip and Dale was a pretty good game.
Rescue Rangers.
I don't know who did that one.
I think it was Capcom. Possibly. I never played Darkwing Duck. You, Okay, someone here comes the scolding. Somebody wanted this, you motherfucker.
Yeah, I saw there was some was it on Twitter said here, they missed here my it burps.
Is. Stop doing that.
No, that was on our website.
Disgusting.
Website, yeah, someone misses the burps. Hey, you're welcome.
Random person. We still don't know who you are.
And thanks for not mentioning me at all.
Send us a dick pic. Oh, you're still mad about that. You're still upset.
You know what?
Chester, you're what we refer to as...
And then you guys forgot to invite me to the party.
Ancillary.
What party?
Oh, Dan's shindig last week?
You were there.
No, here's the best part about...
It took me like 4 hours to get there, too.
Here's the best part about the party last week. I found out that Nicole's sister doesn't let shit die. Doesn't forget shit.
Oh, that's right.
She's the elephant. Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
What are you doing? You heard the door.
Oh, here's the door. It might be.
There's robbers in my house. That's fine.
So I get it just being completely blasted out of my mind playing whatever that game was.
Is there a name for that game? Do you know?
It's called Fuck You Drink.
It's called Mordor.
That was Mordor? I was told it wasn't Mordor.
That was Mordor.
Okay, so we're playing Mordor, which is a great game because I somehow found out a way to drink all the beer right up front.
It's called coming to Mordor and not know how to play Mordor.
Yes.
That's how you drink all the beer up front.
So I'm talking to – I say something about how I'm generally a nice guy, and drunk Shanna is like, oh, no, you're a fucking asshole. For this story, Shanna is Jesse the Body Ventura. You're a fucking asshole. And it like sidelines me. I'm like, I've pretty much been nice to you for the past couple of years that we've been like actually, you know, hanging out. Like it's been about 5 years since we've been like, you know, hanging out together. You've been back down here.
No. What about Ryan's birthday party when you had both those kegs stolen? I asked you to move your truck and you're like, fuck you.
That was 10 years.
You.
It was 10 years ago.
It was Ryan's 22nd birthday party.
That was 10 years ago.
I was 21. I am 32, internet. And she's like, you're a fucking asshole.
Well, you are an asshole.
I mean, to her credit, you are.
What did I turn to? I'm like, Jesse the Body Ventura. Why would you think that?
Why you gotta do me like that?
But it just, I have never been, I mean, Shanna, I'm sorry, and I'm sure you'd be like, I understand.
What? Now she is, John Goodman is Linda Tripp? Is that what?
I understand. Lay off me, I'm starving.
Lay off. That's not John Goodman. That's Chris Farley.
Is that Chris Farley?
Oh, that was Chris Farley.
I thought John Goodman did one. Oh, he was the one at the dinner table talking to her, but not the one. He was did a different skit of her. Anyways, I just like John Goodman.
So we're gonna focus a little bit. We're gonna bounce off it. The Genesis version of Aladdin is actually it's on par with one of the really really hard games. It adds some 3D elements into it.
I don't think I ever beat it.
I didn't. I got to level 2.
I got to the Cave of Wonders.
Was it? Yeah, that's where I got to. Did
you didn't play it?
I did on Nintendo.
It's not the same game.
It's not. Does it have like Acid Trip levels on the Genesis one?
Acid Trip levels.
No. Oh, dude, the Nintendo one. Like you got to play it. Like you go through that and you go to the Cave of Wonders and all of a sudden like you're in these weird cloud levels with like it looks like Mega Man 2 levels
to the cloud
with like platforms that look like Genie's face. You know those weird smiley platforms in Mega Man that are creepy with the spikes that come out of them?
It might have been the same because there's a level in the Genesis version where you're actually in the lamp. He takes you inside the lamp.
That might be what it is, but it didn't really explain it very well. But
they don't.
Dude, it was weird. Like all of a sudden, like you're playing through the streets of Agrabah, and then you go to the Cave of Wonders, and then you're fucking stoned as shit. And just jumping over clouds, and it's weird. It's so fucking weird.
Here's what I try to understand. This is what kind of bothered me with the tie-in games. Like, they kind of just, it roughly takes the storyline and then just kind of lays it out and then spreads everything out. And being some, because Aladdin was, that was a movie or a Disney movie that I watched a lot when I was younger just because.
That's a great fucking
movie. Yeah, it's a good movie.
Okay.
Prince Ali, maybe
it's not gay. He hooks up with Jasmine.
Whatever.
And it says, too. "Nice kitty, we're down tiger. Kitty, take off your clothes."
Yeah, sure it does.
Anyway, no. So they they extend the levels out. So the first level, you're running through the market. That's acceptable because you know you're trying to get to whatever. But then when you get taken to prison, the jail scene in the movie is like 30 seconds long, and it's
wait a minute. That doesn't happen in the Super Nintendo one, I don't think.
Well, because no, the Genesis version actually follows the story because you're the street rat that Jafar finds, who's the diamond in the rough, and this is where I need to stress that I am married to a woman. when I tell
you would totally bang Jafar.
No, but I'm about to go over the plot summary of Aladdin.
You like his goatee?
I do. He's very.
That's why I'm trying to grow this out all pointy for you.
Okay, thank you. No, but I'm saying I'm about to roll through the plot points of Aladdin, and I want everybody to know that.
Well, let's just assume that everyone has seen Aladdin.
We'll assume that
everyone has seen. I'm metal as fuck, and I have seen Aladdin.
So Jafar sees that because he gets that one guy who gets crushed by the giant, huge panther head, which is awesome in the movie.
He hires a thief.
Yeah, because he already has the scarabs, and the scarabs actually make the eyes and make the panther big. So in the game, you go through the market. Jafar actually arrests you and takes you to prison, but prison is one of the longest, hardest levels when it's a 30-second clip. And then for some reason, there's a break between the prison and then when you get to the head, you go through the desert and you have to find the scarab eyes again.
What's with the exploding skeletons in the dungeon?
I don't know. Did you know in the dungeon, did you see the Sebastian from The Little Mermaid?
Yes. He was strung up in the back. He was chained up in the back.
Oh, I thought it was a statue of him.
Oh, I thought... No, I think he was chained up he was being tortured.
I think you have weird fantasies.
And there was...
Listen, man. Some people want a crab. I would love a Jamaican crab to be strung up in my sex dungeon.
Right? With that accent.
Yeah.
I could fap to this.
Tell me you'd set the mood.
Sweet.
He's just crying.
La 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 la, kiss the girl.
Tied up and crying.
Under the sea. Under the sea. Please untie my hand. Sing for me, crab. Darling, it's better. Not when it's wet.
You are peeking all over.
Yeah, well, I'm peeking hard. Also edging.
I know.
All right. So anyway, so it takes that jump, and then you go into the we'll call it Sex Panther. You go into Sex Panther's mouth.
It's made with bits of real panther, so you know it's parts of
real panther. Also, if you do live in Phoenix and you are listening to this, head out to Santan Brewery. It's seasonal right now. Get yourself some Sex Panther.
Yeah, get some Sex Panther. They have it at Bash's.
Porter, yeah. Sex Panther Porter. All over the place now. Anyway, go ahead and grab
Chocolate Porter.
Chocolate Porter? Mm. So that's where the whole thing kind of lost me, and that's when I realized it was just a cash grab because they're just kind of extended. I think there's seven levels.
I don't know.
I do know that the ropes that the little snake charmers would call out, those were pretty cool. How you'd latch onto those and they take you up to different levels.
What are they, rocket snakes? What the fuck?
They were ropes. They came out of those little jars that.
Played the Super Nintendo.
Oh, thank you. And then the what is it? The
there were Apu bonus levels.
Apu was kind of cool.
See, in the Super Nintendo one, Apu just followed you the whole time.
Well, he should have been following you.
Followed you around.
And then there was the flying carpet, which was very disappointing because it was just rocketing back and forth and back and forth.
So there was one way back and forth behind him?
No. You would jump on it. Instead of being able to control it, it would actually go to the one side of the level, but it wouldn't stay still. It would just go back and forth. You got that over there?
You got that? Are you sure you got that? Are you sure you want to put it in a paper bag and fold it over about 40 times? Hey, beer. Give me one. Hey, old chub, this is good stuff.
We have two producers now. Welcome Aaron back to the studio.
No, the Super Nintendo one, you find the carpet, and then it flies away with your monkey like a fucking asshole and just leaves you down there.
That's what it do.
Steals your monkey?
You don't know him.
You don't know him, monkey?
But, I just fly, and I can ride the carpet. Gone. All right. So then you have to go through the rest of this fucking cavern, and you finally get to the part where you're escaping from the panther mouth. And you get to ride the carpet, and there's one carpet level where you just go up and down and up and down and up and down and try not to hit piles of rubble.
I'm actually glad they didn't take the carpet into an Earthworm Jim 3D level.
That would have been great.
No.
Yeah. No. The Psycho races? That's what they should have done. That would have been better.
Anyway. Oh, you know what was a good Disney game? I just thought of this. The Lion King. That was a great Disney game. I don't know who made that one. That was for the Super Nintendo. That was really, really good.
I don't remember that one.
I went to Flagstaff to try to hook up with a girl, and she got drunk and puked, so I played The Lion King while she was sobering up.
That was a great game.
Memories.
Right?
We could have a whole segment of how Dirk almost got laid but wound up playing video games.
So Thursday.
I think I actually told this in a previous episode, but I won't go into it. Anyway, thanks, John, for getting the chick drunk so she puked all over herself and then slept her ass through the next day. And I was in Flynn.
Wait, you banged her with a – she had a hangover and you banged her?
No, I was trying to.
I just shot her up with a bunch of heroin.
I went to Flagstaff specifically to hook up with her. I met her my freshman year in college, and I took John with me. And we were doing the.
If you're going to drink, don't take John.
No, so we are doing this. We are doing the Century Club, to where every minute you take a shot of beer.
This is delicious beer, by the way.
All right,
Old Chub, yeah, it's good stuff.
Old Chub,
Oscar Blues, everyone, delicious.
Yes, Old Chub, Scottish Ale.
Oh, so, I love that brewery. They make the Dale's Pale Ale.
They do, and they also make Good Night IPA. Red IPA is delicious, so good. Anyways,
do you want to hear? I don't
drinking
know.
Podcast first.
Drinking podcast first. Yeah. So anyway, like long story short, John and her both made it to the
third base.
That would have been awesome
if John and her would have made it to third base. While you're watching,
They were that drunk. No, they were that drunk. So they both made it to the 100 mark, and John's like, I'm going to keep going. At 60, I had already gone out to her third floor balcony and puked on a Toyota. Down
Dirk
below.
Is always throwing up off of a porch or a balcony. Or I think we went over this before.
Dude, I mean, you got to get it away from yourself or it's not going to splatter back.
What a fucking toilet. Like
he will find he will find the highest point he can reach. He'll climb a tree. and then throw up on his shoes at the bottom.
10 feet! And then he falls.
So anyway, they hit 100 and John's like, I'm going to keep going. She's like, me too. I'm going to do it too. They got to 125, and then she threw up sitting up on herself.
Yeah, you don't try to play the drinking catch-up game with John.
I think it was
– doesn't
it
end well for anyone. He's like 6'5", yeah. And like 200 and something pounds.
I think it was 10 o'clock, and her friends had to take her to bed and put her to bed. And the next morning, I was waiting for her to get up. You motherfucker.
I face the other way.
It doesn't matter, dude. You've got the projection.
It sounded like it was coming from behind me. How did you do that?
I'm a burping ventriloquist.
So that's the end of my story. There's no end. I wound up playing the Lion King, waiting for a hungover ass to get up so I could say goodbye to her.
Which was a great game.
Which was 2 in the afternoon, and I beat it. So, Aladdin.
Nice segue.
That's pretty much the game. Right now, you can get this game on Amazon
for $5, or you can get it brand new in the box for $350 fucking dollars.
That's the Super Nintendo version, but there's no.
Yeah, I think the
Genesis is $149.99.
Yeah, it's like $150.
You can also grab them. Probably, I would assume that Fallout Games has that. Who are still not getting paid by?
I wouldn't know because I went to their website the other day and they don't have like a shop here.
You can't. It'd be way too hard for them. It would
be easy.
Well, then why don't you go talk to them? Maybe that could
keep
be
an Excel spreadsheet of what comes in and what goes out and just continually updated.
Where you'd get like the genie tokens and then you play like the roulette the slots machine.
And
hit Jafar and you'd lose all your fucking tokens.
Yeah.
Man, fuck Jafar.
Fuck Jafar. I think Dirk wants to. I think we already went over this. But in the Super Nintendo one.
You know what? I would probably try to fuck Jafar, but then he'd get too drunk and I'd wind up playing the Lion King.
And the Super Nintendo one, you have to actually – you hit a pot and like special things will fall out of them. And one of them is a scarab that flies around and it
every
goes up and down.
Every time I hit a pot, special things fall out.
An angel gets its wing.
Every time you hit the pot. And you have to collect the scarab and that's how you get the special level. There's no genie tokens. There's no genie tokens.
It also bothered me in the Genesis version how the genie was present from the get-go even though he didn't know that he existed.
Yeah, but the movie had already been out for a year. You knew he existed.
Oh, did you?
Did you? I
played the game before ever seeing the movie.
Oh, look at you. I'm the old school gamer.
No, I'm lying.
Well, hey, and what were you saying about the Nintendo version? Like, the genie couldn't be on the cover because of licensing rights?
I think that was this guy.
There was something like Robin Williams didn't want Disney using the genie for advertising because it was his likeness and they
looked
didn't have
just like him. If I remember Robin Williams correctly, he's large and floating in blue. Right?
That's correct.
That guy, right?
Yeah. That's pretty much his character in Good Will Hunting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah, the Fisher King. Yeah, the big blue guy.
And Mrs. Doubtfire?
That's how I didn't
he's got a goatee, but he's also dressed like a woman.
Well, didn't you guys see him choke Matt Damon? Like after he insulted his wife as a big blue genie?
Hold it right there, Chief. Oh. Ooh. Oh.
You shouldn't have said that about my wife, Al. Oh.
Ooh. Yeah. So what else are you going to say about Aladdin?
Well, I've got a coworker who had a cockatoo. He was just telling me this last night. He had a cockatoo.
Did he name it Iago?
It was named Iago.
Original.
20 years old. It passed away last week. So
way to go.
I'm going to pour out some.
The most depressing episode ever.
I'm
yeah,
pour out some beer for Yago.
Please don't pour beer on my floor.
I'm going to pour it on this laptop.
Okay, that's fine. Yes, please pour beer on my girlfriend's laptop. She would appreciate it.
I poured water on it a few weeks ago.
So we have covered Ryan's dad being gone with California Raisins as his proxy.
It's okay. He was a crackhead.
All right, that's three.
Chester's co-worker's parrot dying.
Oh, he had a budgie, but it died.
Me and my dick that never got wet.
The driest dick in the land.
It is. My balls down.
Yeah, it's time to call it.
I think that's it. Yeah, let me get in here and just get a little bit of this. Over that in there.
That's the jam right there.
If you have listened to this far, we need to start pimping at hardcore in 2 months. We are going to be at SGC.
We are going to be at SGC. And we're not going to just be there. We're going to have a booth.
We have a booth. We are going to be giving away shirts. We're going to be playing some Mario Kart. We're going to be giving away some stickers.
We're
going to
be shit-faced.
We will probably be shit-faced.
I have never been to SGC. What is SGC cool? Like, why is it cool?
It is the Screw Attack Gaming Convention. Screw Attack is out of Texas. They're actually contracted through Game Trailers. So they do top 10 lists, but they do top 10.
I've seen a lot of their YouTube videos.
Yeah, and their video game vault, they actually contracted through Game Trailers. Mm-hmm. But their site that they have has actually just taken off. So last year was the first time that they had a conference, I think in 2 or 3 years. And they expected 3,000 people. This year, they're expecting 5,000 people.
Wow. Which is why the price of the booths went up so much.
And and we are in the epicenter of it all. We are staying at the hotel. We are going to be playing games all night long. If you want to come by, play us at Mario Kart. If you beat us, you get a shirt. If you lose, you get a sticker. And just a shame.
I'm giving out handies.
So. Yeah. Well, anyway, it goes. You're a winner because you get to meet the three of us.
The three of us. We are personable. We are
handsome.
Three of us or two of us.
You know, mostly handsome. I'm not handsome.
You could be handsome.
I could be if I got on a treadmill.
Like blind people are like this man.
You need to get that goatee pointed.
Was that Aaron wants to say something? You are handsome, but you're not going.
Aaron is handsome. That's why you're not. you're not talking on the internet, because you can talk to people in real life.
Yeah. Our producer Dan will also be there. Our drunk friend John will be there. If he touches you, we take no responsibility.
Sorry, but he's bigger than you, and just let it happen.
Yeah, let it happen. If he goes to jail, we're leaving him in Texas in a jail. And anybody who wants to bring me any type of like Texas barbecue that I haven't tried before, as long as there's not semen on it, I will eat it.
Yeah, I'll eat it anyways. I don't care.
So, we are on Twitter. We are on Facebook. We are on YouTube, sort of.
Kind of. I'll get it figured out. We're on
We're on Stitcher.
iTunes. Stitcher.
Pocket Cast.
Pocket Cast, by the way, works on the Chromecast.
We've got our website.
Oh, nice.
Awesome.
Our website's totally awesome. Gorgeous.
Everything you can get to it, for everything from casualcowards.com.
So for episode 22.1, I'm Ryan.
My name is Dirk.
And I'm Chester. And join us next week for Halo.
Yeah, we're doing Halo, and then the week after that we're doing Limbo.
Are we doing Limbo?
Yep.
That's news to me. All right, well, thanks for listening.
You heard it here first.
Thanks for listening. We're done.
No, it's an extended point cast.
I already said that. Halo.